This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
So Mike Tomlin, in his Wednesday presser, first one back after the bye week, spent like 10 to 12 minutes just talking about Washington in his opening remarks and talked about, you know, how they've turned their season around and how this is going to be a true test. And then he got into, you know, segments of the team, and I wanted to let you hear him. I mean, I love listening to Mike Tomlin talk to begin with, but letting you hear him talk about the offense and about the quarterback in particular.
Really impressed with first and foremost, what they're doing offensively on their young signal caller. Quarterback mobility is an asset to him, but I've been really impressed by his prudent use of it. Not only him, but you got to acknowledge Coach Kingsbury as the architect of it. Their ability to prudently utilize his mobility, particularly in weighty moments, to keep the defense off balance, to win lines to gain, to score points. It shows up in a lot of situational statistics or circumstances. They got 15 rushing touchdowns. They lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns. His quarterback mobility is a component of that. They're 11 of 11 on the season on fourth down conversions. You watch that reel. His mobility, whether by design or ad lib, is a component of that. It doesn't matter what tape you put on, third down, red zone operation. His mobility is a major factor, whether it's by design or by ad lib, play extension, escape. It is something to be reckoned with. It's one of the core components of why they're a dangerous group. You couple that with their unique ball security. They've turned the ball over three times in nine games. I think that's a record of some description through nine games in the NFL. They throw two interceptions, and they fumbled one time. You lead the league in rushing touchdowns. You're running the ball as effectively as a collective as they are, and you've only turned it over three times in nine games. Man, you're going to be 7-2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Mike Tomlin. There's something about listening to him, and I watched the it was like a 45-minute press conference with all the questions. He's a communicator, man. There is no doubt about it. Mike Tomlin can communicate. All right, let's get to my keys to a win Sunday over the Steelers. All right. Washington beats Pittsburgh on Sunday if Washington's favored in this game. I'm not surprised by that, actually, with the way they've played, even though the Steelers have played very well. Jerry Dulac, our last guest, mentioned, you know, they're averaging over 30 points per game in their last three games, and they've had two 400-yard-plus offensive days in their last two for the first time since 2018. You know, you think about the Steelers post-Ben Roethlisberger, and you think about this team that just can't score, that can't move the football, but has been incredibly well-coached and has had great defense. And that's why they continue to, you know, their string of winning seasons, and they make postseason games. But when they've gotten to the postseason, it's like they can't score. So you know they're not going to win in the postseason. But this team, with Russell Wilson in particular, is moving the football. They've got better players. They've got a legit top-tier wide receiver. They've got a quarterback that looks completely different confidence-wise than he did last year in Denver. Our last guest told us, you totally attribute that to Arthur Smith. It's the right kind of scheme for him. He's got, you know, a big-time target. He's got a running game. He doesn't have to do it all. I think it's a different Pittsburgh team. You know, before the season started, if I were to have assumed Washington was going to be much better than people thought and, you know, the offense was going to be okay, I'd look at this game as, you know, they can beat Pittsburgh at home. The Steelers, they can never score. They can never move the football. They're different. They have been here recently anyway. And, yeah, the two opponents in which they've, you know, rolled up 400-plus yards, the Jets and the Giants. All right, I think, key to beating Pittsburgh is to not become one-dimensional offensively. I know that they were one-dimensional offensively in Baltimore against the Ravens, and they still move the ball up and down the field. Pittsburgh's different. If they can't be balanced, if they can't run the football, because running the football, here's what happens when you run the football. Your quarterback can't be disrupted by great pass rush, by TJ Watt, who is elite in this game. They have faced some elite defensive linemen this year, right? Miles Garrett, Dexter Lawrence twice, and now TJ Watt, who may be, out of the three, the number one game-wrecking player. And if you are one-dimensional, if you have to throw the football, even as well as they've thrown the football, with Jaden in the pocket or outside of it, Pittsburgh has you where they want you. Will it be enough against Washington's offense, which is so great? I don't know, but I don't want to see it. I want to see them run the football. The Giants ran the football against Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh is fourth in the league in rush defense, even after the Giants ran the ball against them. They are second in the league in fewest expected yards per rush. They're a dominant run defense, even though the Giants ran the football against them. And part of that was Daniel Jones being a potential dual threat guy. That's what Jaden is. But they're used to it. Again, I mentioned this in the last segment. It's not like they're playing a dual-threat quarterback for the first time. They play Baltimore twice a year. They have to deal with Lamar Jackson twice a year. And those guys have all been around for it. Watt, Hayward, Highsmith, you know, in the back end, Fitzpatrick, Porter Jr., etc. They know what it takes. You cannot be a one-dimensional football team offensively against Pittsburgh, or you're asking for trouble. If they're one-dimensional on Sunday and if they're unable to run the football and they continue to move the football at the clip that they've done it, meaning not punting, moving the football, rolling up yards, rolling up points, it will be so much more impressive than it was against Baltimore. That's number one. Number two, flipping it around, you really want to make Pittsburgh one-dimensional. Russell Wilson's looked great. But Russell Wilson's looked great because they've been incredibly balanced. They've run the football. The pressure hasn't been on him. I agree with what my guest Jerry Dulac said, which is they're not just going to line it up and run it at one of the worst run defenses in the league. It's not the way they're operating right now. They're letting Russell Wilson throw the ball down the field. And so there's going to be some of that as well. But the best chance you have defensively is to somehow make Pittsburgh one-dimensional and put it all on Russell Wilson. I don't see that happening, personally, which leads me to number three. Red zone defense. Pittsburgh is 30th in the league in red zone offense. I am expecting Pittsburgh to move the football Sunday. I am. I don't have any confidence in the defense against a team that can run the ball like Pittsburgh and a team that can actually now throw the football like Pittsburgh. I think Washington, once again, will get run on. They'll get moved on. So it comes down to red zone efficiency for the Steelers. And they've not been good. They've kicked a lot of field goals. So has Washington. You know, both of these teams in red zone offense, Pittsburgh's 30th in the league in red zone offense. Washington's 26th in the league in red zone offense. And so, Pittsburgh's been a little bit better with Russell Wilson, but they've still kicked a bunch of field goals. So you got to stop them once they get inside the 20, because I don't have a lot of confidence that they're going to slow Pittsburgh down between the 20s. You know, getting a 1-for-4 red zone day out of your defense is probably a winning number. You know, even a 2-for-5 is probably a winning number on Sunday. Red zone defense, crucial. For Washington against a Pittsburgh red zone offense that has struggled. You got to continue to make them struggle. Next up on the list of Washington wins if. I think this is going to be a broken record every week, as will my next one, but you just need a couple of plays defensively. You know, you didn't get many last week. You didn't get many in the games in which you've been run on in particular. You just need a couple of plays. You need a fourth down stop. You need a drop pass. You need an interception of Russell Wilson. He will throw a floater or two. We've watched him play forever. He will put the ball up for grabs every once in a while. But you know what? Pittsburgh, like Washington, hasn't turned the ball over. In terms of the turnover numbers, Pittsburgh right now, in turnover numbers, is turnover margin. They're third in the league at plus 10. Washington is seventh in the league at plus 5. But where they're really gaining, Pittsburgh's turned people over more. Pittsburgh's got 15 takeaways, where Washington has just 8. But neither team turns the ball over. Washington, you know, has set the record for the first 9 games of a year turning the ball over for the fewest amount of times, 3. Since 1933, which was the year they started to track the number. Pittsburgh, though, only has 5 giveaways. So this is going to be a game in which maybe the team that makes one mistake has one turnover. It ends up being the difference in the football game. You know, last night in watching Cincinnati and Baltimore, we didn't talk about this, Denton, but Cincinnati was up 14-7 with the ball and moving, and Chase Brown had the ball stripped from him. It totally turned the game. That was the turnover margin. It was one turnover. That plus one for Baltimore ended up being the difference in the game. Minus one for Cincinnati ended up being the difference in the game. And I feel like Sunday could come down to that. The team that makes the mistake loses. Neither one of these teams has made many mistakes. That's why they have a combined 13 wins and four losses. Lastly, I do think that this is a game in which you have to tackle well. And that'll feed into red zone. That'll feed into this idea, which I don't think they can pull off, which is make Pittsburgh one-dimensional. But Pittsburgh is a team that with their players, whether it's Najee Harris or Jalen Warren, by the way, Cordarrell Patterson is back. You got to watch him on kickoff returns. Remember, Washington has been kicking the ball in play, and they've been an outstanding kick coverage team. I mean, Ballore, Reeves, Deami Brown. I mean, they've been doing a great job on kick coverage, but Cordarrell Patterson's one of the greatest kickoff returners in the history of the game. And he's back this week, and he'll probably be on kickoff returns where Washington seems to invite kickoff returns, and it's worked for them so far. But you've got to tackle well against Pittsburgh. All of their runners, Harris, Warren, and then Pickens, and even a guy like Calvin Austin, their tight end Pat Freiermuth. These guys are just kings of yards after contact. And this Washington has tackled well, but this is going to be the difference between getting off the field a couple of times in the game and getting a couple of key red zone stops, which ultimately I think makes a difference. This is the broken record is just give me a couple of plays defensively because my offense is good enough. My offense is good enough against anybody to score 27 plus. Just get me the ball a couple more times and stop them, you know, with a turnover or, you know, an actual four down punt situation. I like Washington's chances Sunday. I think as good as Pittsburgh is defensively, I think like every other team, they're going to be scratching their heads going, my God, they are good on offense. That kid is ridiculous. We couldn't stop him. And by the way, they were running the football with the quarterback. They were running the football with their running backs. We didn't know which way it was coming next. I think Washington can do that again offensively. The key in these games against teams that are capable on the offensive side of the ball is just to make a couple of plays, just get a couple of stops, buy a couple of possessions. Because they did it, you know, a few times and they were still able to win, but they didn't do it against, obviously, Tampa or Baltimore, and they lost. I mean, the Baltimore game, they did get the interception early. Understood. But you're going to need more than that. I like their chances. I really do. Denton? You want to add to that?
I think you summed up a lot of it perfectly. I want to stress one of the points that you made is just to not become one-dimensional. I think this offense flows so incredibly well when there is the threat of the run game, whether that being because of Jaden Daniels. I mean, I think optimistically Brian Robinson's going to go. I don't know. Maybe Ben will give us some more information on that, but especially if B-Rob is in there, attack that. I feel like if the Giants had success against Pittsburgh running the football, that Washington can have success against Pittsburgh running the football. So as long as they stay two-dimensional on offense, I don't know that there's anyone that can really run with them in that case. Like, Pittsburgh's offense is better than it's been in recent years, but it is nowhere near as good as Washington's offense this year.
Yeah. I think, you know, you go back to that Baltimore game, and it was very instructive in that they were completely one-dimensional offensively, and you saw still how productive they could be. They are still capable as a one-dimensional offensive team, but I think this is the team left on their schedule that you least want to be one-dimensional against. Because when you start turning TJ Watt loose, or, you know, you account for him with a chip, with a double team, you still have Hayward, you still have Highsmith, you still have their linebacker, Herbig. This team is going to come after him, and he may break contain and kill them, you know, because that's the thing. If you watch the Giant game last week, you know, everybody was raving about the pass protection. And by the way, it's been excellent all year. I'm not knocking it. But more and more teams now are very leery of trying to just keep him in the pocket with more contain rush. It's much easier to block contain rush than it is bull rush. We're coming after the quarterback. And so I don't think you get that from Pittsburgh, but that, keep an eye on that. You know, his mobility, his escape ability. And I mentioned on Monday's show, I said, I've watched a lot of football like a lot of you have over a long period of time. I can already safely say he's one of the greatest scramblers of all time. He is one of the great runners on pass plays of all time. I mean, Vic, Randall Cunningham, Steve Young, Lamar Jackson, Fran Tarkington, Roger Staubach, you know, the list, there are a lot of them. He already, in nine games, has proven to me, with my own eyes, I'm watching one of the greatest off-schedule scramblers I've ever seen before. And so playing contain rush is going to be the plan a lot of the time. And the idea is going to be keep him in the pocket. He can still kill us from the pocket, but once he gets outside the pocket, it's even more dangerous. It's going to be interesting to see if that's the way Pittsburgh plays it. You know, is T.J. Watt going to contain rush? It's kind of hard to think of him that way, but they've done some of that against Lamar in the past. But Lamar doesn't have the same pocket presence, all due respect, that Jaden does. I don't think he does. How many times do you see Lamar back up? Lamar last night backed up on one play 20 yards, and he also turned it into like an 18-yard run. But it'll be so interesting to see how the Steelers, if they are able to stop the run, how they play the pass. You want them to not know what's coming next. If they know what's coming next, it's a problem, even though if Washington overcame being one-dimensional like they did against Baltimore, it wouldn't shock me. I just think the challenge is greater against Pittsburgh. Should be a hell of a game Sunday. Real good game. Pittsburgh fans are going to be there. There's no doubt about it. You're probably going to need a silent count at home. But our fans are going to turn out too. And I did see all of you have sent me that burgundy towel. Love it. Absolutely love. I mean, I'm not big into these things, but that one I love. Especially because it doesn't necessarily say the C word on it. All right. Let's do a quick college football preview with Denton. We'll do that, and then Ben's going to jump on with us at 11:35. We'll get an update on Lattimore, an update on Brian Robinson Jr. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.